The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
The fourth introduction, condition for Bitachin, staying close to Hashem with Torah mitzvahs, Lili Nishmas Rabbi Yitzchak Shainer Zatzal. Shalom Avrocha. We are continuing with learning about Bitochen and the fourth introduction of making the connection with Hashem to a Torah mitzvah so real. Unfortunately, yesterday it was a hard day for Klal Yisrael. In the morning we had the Levaya of David Soloveitchik, the elder Rosh Yeshiva of Brisk, Sadiqi Hador, greatest Talmid Chacham, from the greatest Talmid Chacham of the door. I mentioned a little bit about him last time. Today, in the afternoon after we spoke, I found out about the Ptira of Rabbi Yitzchak Shainer, Rosh Yeshiva Kamenetz, similar in age, both of them, close to 100 years old, close to 100 years of tremendous Avodas Hashem. They just came from very different backgrounds. Rav Soloveitchik came from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Brisk, from the greatest and holiest families in Klal Yisrael, Briskerov, Rav Chaim Brisker. Rav Yitzchak Shainer did not come from there. He came from a wonderful family. I will read you some things that he said over in our neighborhood 9 years ago when he came to speak here together with Rav Steinemann. It was very close to 90 then, and it wasn't easy for him. He says that everybody has different problems, headaches and problems. And if you're too young to understand your problems, people around you see your problems. And he mentioned that Rav Steinemann, who spoke before him, said all the problems come from the fact that we go away from Torah. We loosen our connection with the Torah, which is what we're learning about. The Torah is our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The problems disappear, the sicknesses are healed, the panasa comes when we come closer to Torah, to our learning of Torah, chasing other people with Torah. When you come closer to Torah, you come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is what we've been speaking about the last few days. There's a special interconnection between Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish nation. The father, the Rambam, once spoke to an audience, and he said a beautiful moshul, which he repeated. Every Jew should know that in this world, we're in a turbulent river, and we're all in danger of drowning. We see, Chmon Leslan and Klal Yisrael, so many people are leaving the religion, intermarrying. He said he is jealous of the people of Ramat Beit Shemesh. He wasn't zeichah to grow up there. He grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. There was no Torah at all at that time in Pittsburgh. Zero. No yeshivas. No Talmud Torah. He went to public school together after going for 8 years of elementary school. One of the Gedolei Yisrael. Then they went to 4 years of public high school, also with Goyim and Goyois. And he had some other friends from more or less observant Jewish homes. They all started out eating kosher and keeping Shabbos as they grew. They lost everything. That's where he grew up. When he was 16 and a half years old and he finished high school, he registered for university. He says that We don't know how these things happen. He says we see in kibbutzim that had no shaykhs to Yiddishkeit at all, suddenly sprout forth from the kibbutz, have some Torah and have people being crazy to tshuva, and even Talmid Chacham coming out of them. They once asked the Chazanish, how does this happen? These people had no knowledge of Yiddishkeit, and how did they suddenly become Bali tshuva? He said,
Kol Halashon.
Chazanish answers that three generations back, these kibbutznikim had grandmothers. And those grandmothers, whenever they lit the candles, licht benchen before Shabbos, they would pray with tears in their eyes. Hashem, have pity on me. Don't let my child become a goy. This is what the Chazanish concluded. That these tears of those Jewish mothers were never in vain. It may have taken one generation, two or three generations, but the ones that had those grandmothers, they had descendants that came back. So the same thing happened to me. I was born over 90 years ago. I guess it was 90 already. Registered in the University of Pittsburgh. He said, and then my mother's tears started working. That's three members how much his mother cried by the left bench. I was her only son. And she wanted to have a son that would be able to say Kaddish for her. She saw all around, all her friends' kids were intermarrying, leaving the religion. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them a shulach that ate by them because their home kept kashrus. It was the only kosher home. And he heard that I read, this is Rav Shain was speaking, I registered in university. He says, why don't you send them to yeshiva? He said, my parents didn't even know there were yeshivas in New York. And he said, don't worry, I'll take your son Yitzhak. And he took him to New York, eventually to Eretz Yisrael. That's bitachon. Starting with the Jewish mother, under all circumstances, it looked impossible. Actually, bring up even a Jewish grandchildren. But she kept the connection with Hashem. If the connection was Adlokas Neiris, Licht Benchen, and Shmir's mitzvahs, when it was against what was expected, the way other people were behaving, that was her mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid her back. She was zeicher to one of the Gedolei Yisrael with his thousands of talmidim. So he finished and said, we're going through this turbulent river. Baruch Hashem, Ramat Bet Shemesh, it's much better than there. But we have a nisyonis in his tzavah. And his will, he mentioned two things for his family. One thing is they should always strengthen themselves in Limud HaTorah with as much as they can. And the two is to beware of the dangers of technology at home. Not that the children get involved in themselves, overly involved in the technology and the computers and the internet and everything else. Once one is connected to that, they're disconnected from Torah. But he said Hashem is always throws a rope down to us from the turbulent waters, and he's crying out, grab the rope. the rope of Torah. This is for each one of us to think. Baruch Hashem, in a much better situation than he was and his family was. But we have our nisyonos, and the rope is still there. The rope of Torah, the rope of Emissa, connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the rope of Tefillah for ourselves and for our children. And if we hang onto that rope, not only are we going to be saved from Chas V'Shalom drowning, but Mi'at Hashem V'Zeicha, tremendous nachas and yeshuas.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.